Hi, welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the weekly podcast where my guests and I explore what it means and takes to be a kick-ass and kind adult these days. Expect deep, real and raw, as no topic is out of bounds. We want lives and businesses that are profitable, sustainable and fun. We want lives that feel as good on the inside as they perhaps look on the outside. And that means adulting the fuck up. I'm Ebony Allard. I'm an award-winning coach, author, and speaker. And if you're ready to implement, go to n2n365.club. For now, though, let's get on with the show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the first Adulting with Ebony live. So I've decided to make this episode season three. And the reason for that is because we're changing the format slightly, and there's so many parts of my perfectionist brain, or the part of me that wanted to make it all pretty and look good, that didn't want this to be season three yet, because we had 111 episodes in season one and we've had 19 in season two. And sometimes that's just the way it goes. And so I am walking my talk and showing up imperfectly, messy, because there's been a format change, or because for various reasons, which I'm going to explain in this episode today, we're changing the format. And you might have noticed I'm using we are changing the format. Now, prior to now, we was me and my small team. And some of you will have seen that we have moved over to misfitforlife.com. And what that means is that all of the Misfit programs, M2N365, One Year No Fear, Your Thing, Sure Thing, Embodied Wisdom, which is coming in September, and Wake Up, are all now under the umbrella of misfitforlife.com. And I'm being joined by Jonathan Beale, who you, some of you really know, and who hosts the Embodied Man podcast. And I'm also being joined by the M2M coaches. So if you go on over to misfitforlife.com and have a look at Meet the Team, you'll get to see who we all are. And we've come together in this way because our collective voices are greater than any of us could do individually. And because as an entrepreneur and as a creative, it's my prerogative to evolve and grow and change. And I wanted to increase my capacity to affect change. And the best way to do that was to allow more people in to support me and to collaborate so that we could really model what community over competition and participation over perfection actually mean and actually look like. So that's where misfitforlife.com has come from. And maybe, hello, if you're joining me live, you are watching me live on YouTube, which is where we now do Misfit for Life TV. And Misfit for Life TV is going to happen every single week live at 5 p.m. UK time. One of us or both of us will be live, and there will be showcasing from the community. We're going to alternate the shows so that it's Misfit for Life TV one week, Adulting with Ebony the next, then Misfit for Life, and then the Embodied Man. So that means that if you are listening to this as a podcast and you're on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else, your favourite podcast provider, or even on adultingwithebony.com, then you will be now getting a podcast every other week instead of weekly. And that means that I can bring you more incredible content, more conversations about what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. But it also means that you can now join us live on YouTube every week, so you can ask me questions directly. And at some point, we will also figure out how to bring you on live. So if you want to go back to the old format that I did a little while ago, where I do some coaching as well, then we've got the opportunity to do that and we can really talk about those issues. Hey, I'm seeing more people join me live, which is wonderful. If you're watching live, please feel free to add comments, ask me questions and all the rest of it. This episode, though, is the first episode of season three, and I'm going to be diving into a whole range of topics. The idea is that you will still get one episode a month that is me. solo, talking about something close to my heart, or educating or sharing some, or riffing on an idea or a topic. And then the other episode is going to be a guest. And then we'll go back to a very similar format that I had before, where I talk with them about what it means to be an adult for them, and the challenges that they face and the things that they've learned and the way that they've managed to, adult. And in a way that feels in line with their values and really takes on value-filtered living. So I hope that makes sense, and I hope that you are with me, because what this really means is that I can offer you more, and I can have greater capacity for deeper conversations about a broader range of topics whilst really embracing what it means to be a misfit for life. And if you missed the first episode of Misfit for Life, please go back and watch that on the channel. That was with Jonathan and I last week, where we were explaining what Misfit for Life really stands for, and the idea of being both a misfit and Maven at the same time, and what Maven means, and why we've made this move, and why we're really proud to be misfits, and we want to take that through in all the shows that we do. Today, I'm going to talk to you about waking up, and I very almost didn't want to do this show today because there's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot of heaviness. Today is being cited as Blackout Tuesday. The Black Lives Matter movement is, there are protests happening all over the world, particularly in the States. And I really think it's a huge thing that I have been interested in and learning about and educating myself about in for some time, and have, you know, will always do it clumsily and don't really know what I'm doing, and I'm absolutely still learning and doing my best at these things, and really attempting to show up courageously and to be part of the conversation and to be a good ally and to advocate. And so I wasn't sure whether I wanted to do this live. And the more I journaled on it this morning, and the more I sat in meditation and spent some time really feeling into what is it that I want to share, because we're also in launch mode for our program Wake Up, which is a taster where you get to experience the Misfit to Maven way, where you get to get your value filter, where you get to meet me and the coaches and get some live coaching and all of those things. And I just didn't know, like, do we carry on in launch mode? Do we take a break? Do we stop doing this work? How can we best be respectful? And that got me to start thinking about what wake up or waking up truly means. And for me, it's about stepping into consciousness, moving into consciousness, to borrow my dad's company name, moves into consciousness. And that really means about waking up. It means being awake to consciousness and understanding that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience, and that we, our job is to have that human experience, to be experiencing feelings and emotion and being in a human body and a physical body and all that comes with that. And our job is also to step into expansion and to consciousness, and to really step into a place where we can expand the consciousness of the planet and all of us, so that we can live in unity, so that we can have a better life, and so that there is more for all and less for none. But right now, in 2020, in the real world, in this human space, going around and saying love and light, and like sending people your love and light, and coming from just that place without really feeling the feelings, without going into the work, without understanding other people's experience, without apologizing for the past and for the pain that has been caused, then we are spiritually bypassing. And I am not interested in a world where we do that. For me, I've always been vehemently against the kind of love and light, green juice, it's all just about feeling good, bliss point, all of the time stuff, because we need to feel to heal. We need to go into that pain, into the wounds, and address the shadow in order to heal those wounds and in order to alchemize and in order to shift into something else. We cannot shift without witnessing the pain. And that is true of any circumstance or situation. We have to go in and actually really witness that pain in order to transmute it, in order to alchemize it into something else. And so I understand that when we love and light, and when we want to be high vibe and we want to keep our vibe high all of the time, that it comes from a good place. I really get that it comes from that place of intentionally wanting to shift that vibration upwards and outwards and expand it and extend it for all. But that's not everybody's reality. And so we also need to be able to hold more than one truth in the palm of our hand at any given time, more than one experience. We need to move away from a place where it's win or lose, where it's right or wrong, where only one person can be in one place at one time, but that we can actually have multiple truths being in existence in the same plane in the same time. And for me, that's what being Maven means. And so if I'm looking over there, if you're watching me live, it's because I've got notes, because I've got so much stuff I really want to talk about and share in this episode. And if there's a few of you watching me live, please feel free to ask questions and I will come back to them as I go through this rant that I have. Okay, so at the truest level, we are all energy, we are matter, we are stardust, and we are collective consciousness. I absolutely believe that because we are all particles of energy. But while we're living as human beings on planet Earth, we are not right now all born equal. We're not born into a system that values us equally or grants us the same privilege or sense of inherent worthiness. And we must address that. And so when we say all lives matter, or when you people say, I don't see color, they are taking away somebody's experience and ignoring their pain. They're centering themselves and they are making somebody else's other and different experience untrue and denying it. And that is not okay. And so none of us will truly be free. None of us will truly ever feel a sense of deep belonging until we change the system, until we actively seek to make amends for the hundreds of years of cruelty and violence caused by both conscious and unconscious action and inaction. When we're truly awake, when we actively choose to not go back to sleep, or when we are speaking up even though it is uncomfortable or inconvenient, or we might look bad, or we might lose social standing, or we might fight with our families, or people might think differently of us or not understand us, when we care more about the lives of human beings whose rights are neglected and ignored every day and who don't have the privilege of it being inconvenient, then we are truly awake. And it is really important for me to wake up as many people as I possibly can. It's more important than a program or sales or profit or engagement or any of those things. I want for us all to be awake. And being awake means advocating for those that you can assist in affecting change. It means recognizing that none of us are free or thriving until none of us are, right? Like, none of us are until everybody is free. When everybody is free, then we're really free. Until if there's one person who is still suffering, who is being treated differently or inequally, or not being witnessed or not being heard and not being apologized to or seen, then none of us are free. And it means getting over your ego fears of visibility or being trolled or having people say something that is in conflict to what you believe. It means stepping into courage. It means choosing to be willing to not know it all. It means choosing to be willing to be messy, to show up wrong, to look a bit stupid sometimes, which is my least favorite thing. I hate giving somebody a bad experience. I hate looking stupid. Those of you who know me know this. And yet I am willing to do that in the face of my own growth and in the face of other people's growth as well, because that is what being awake is. And sometimes it is uncomfortable to be awake. There's a beautiful Rumi poem, say it, which is called Don't Go Back to Sleep, which I'm not going to be able to quote and I don't have with me. But we don't want to go back to sleep, even though it's painful. We need to look at what is going on everywhere in the world. And that includes in our own lives. Like, this is the bigger picture this week, but in our own lives, so many people are doing stuff that bores them with people they don't like, because they would rather do that than have an uncomfortable conversation or advocate for themselves. And it's impossible to be advocating for other people in the world until you have learned how to advocate for yourself. And so it's really, really important that you do this personal development work, that you do this personal growth work, that you set boundaries, that you get good at communication, that you learn how to speak from your heart in order that we may do it for other people. And that is what I fight for the Misfits, because as Misfits, you have empathy, you have creativity, you're able to see the perspective of other people. And with practice and with the right tools and with the right mindset shifts, you're also going to be able to use your superpowers to help other people and to affect change on a much bigger level. And it's not okay for me to be impacting hundreds of people anymore or thousands of people. I would need to be impacting hundreds of thousands of people. There are so many minds and hearts that we get to shift so that we are all awake, so that we can make a true difference in the world. And it means, being awake means choosing to recognize your own inherent worthiness and choosing to override the voices in your head that say, I can't, so that you can. Because you can. Every single one of you watching this or listening to this can make a difference. Mosquitoes can make a difference, and I know it's silly, but you can make a difference if you choose to believe that you can, and if you choose to stop self-sabotaging, get more comfortable at having uncomfortable conversations, understand what your needs are and how to get them met so that you can come from a full cup and be able to help and impact more people. And that is what being awake is really about. It means having boundaries. It means knowing when you need to turn off and rest and play and fuel yourself back up again so that you have more energy to be available. It means recognizing that in advance so that you don't just burn out, but that you can plan and really have the energy to come back and to show up fully. It means teaching your children how to articulate their feelings and their needs. And it means showing them intimacy, real intimacy. It means not codependent relationships, but real intimacy, interdependent relationships. It means having conflict in front of them and deeper conversations and connections so that they can understand how powerful getting through an uncomfortable conversation truly is, and they have those skills as they grow up. It means really living community over competition and participation over perfection. Rather than them being pretty phrases, we get to model that. We get to walk our talk, we get to show up. And I include myself in that because waking up isn't about a conspiracy, it isn't about being a sheeple, it isn't about following a trend, it isn't about playing the algorithm. It is about waking up and recognizing your own potential, your own capacity for creating change, not only in your own life, but in the lives of those around you. And when we do the personal work, when we do the internal work, our external reality shifts and changes, because what is going on in the world is a reflection of our internal world. And so if all of us have all of this shadow stuff where we're not able to express ourselves, or we have all of these areas that are taboo or that are unseen, and we don't recognize our biases and our prejudices, then they are still living in shadow, and then we are seeing them out in the world. And if we go in and do this internal work where we're really willing to look at and embrace our shadows, then we will start to see a difference out in the world. And I have practical examples of that. I've got clients who haven't seen their parents or a child or somebody in their family for years and years because of some kind of quarrel or conflict or difference or internal shadow or shame or guilt or something that was going on. And rather than talk to that person about it, because that was impossible in many cases, they did the internal work and they changed how they felt both about themselves and about that other person internally. And then the ripple effect happened. And then the relationship shifted and changed, and that person came to them and the relationship was different. And I've seen this time and time and time again. When we change our internal relationship with something, the external shifts and changes too. And that is why this personal work of awareness, of aspiration, of doing the shadow work, of doing the identity work, of being willing to change, of not just learning it intellectually, feeling it in our bodies, and then taking action and implementing out in the real world, is what being awake really is about. It's about waking up to your own sovereignty and your ability to love unconditionally and in an unlimited way. You don't have to have just one love for one person. You also aren't limited to loving one person in one way, which means that you can then not love other people in another way. We have this infinite possibility, infinite capacity, if we are willing to tune into it, if we're really able to get clear on what we're available for, what we're not available for, what we stand for, what we're advocating, what our values are, what our beliefs around that is, and then how to live that out in the world. That is what being awake is. It's about waking up to being all of you all of the time so that you thrive as a fully expressed and wonderful human being. And that means not just showing up as the real you in one relationship hidden away but not at work, or not just showing up as you when the cameras are off or when you're not on social media, or, you know, in a secret place, because that is exhausting. Pretending to be someone or wearing your camouflage all of the time and not showing up as who you truly are drains energy. Imagine what you could do with that energy if you were just being yourself effortlessly every single day. You would have so much more capacity to be in those liminal spaces, to find creative solutions to these big problems that we have in the world right now, and that we are ready to shift and change. Because the old ways, the patriarchal Piscean ways, are crumbling, and we are in this new Aquarian age where we get to define what unity looks like, where we get to stand together. 60 million people using their voices is incredibly powerful if it is united. And I want that for you. I want you guys to really understand what it means to be awake. And so many times people say to me, I don't want to wake up because there are too many feelings. It's too intense. It's exhausting. And the first time you wake up, it is, and there are a lot of feelings because you've been stuffing them down or numbing them out, whether that's with work or exercise or food or sex or medication, whatever way you have chosen to numb because it is too much. All of those feelings have not gone anywhere. They've just been pushed into a box or into your tummy or into your feet, into some other dis-ease that you have running with you. Often it is in our gut. Often we have people who have autoimmune issues or IBS or different things. And these are all issues that come from not being fully expressed, not living our true self and not feeling our feelings. And when we start feeling our feelings, that is when we are able to process them. That is when we are able to witness them, move through them, transmute them. Alchemizing feelings and energy is how we move up that emotional guidance scale. It's how we get to a place of love and light by actually feeling what is going on and transmuting it into something else. We can't bypass it. We just can't. We have to go in and do that work. And when we do it, when we feel our feelings more regularly and we get well acquainted with our feelings, that's when they come, you know, like a toddler. You can go through 18 different full-on intense feelings in a day, but they don't stay with you and they don't turn into stories in your head, which you relive over and over again as your identity. Being awake is understanding that you get to shift and change your identity in any given moment on any given day if you want to. Because the point is to be at your core, is to stay true to your essence and to really show up in having this human experience without expectation. With desire, yes, because that's human, but without expectation of how it will arrive and without attachment to somebody else delivering it to you in a certain way. We try and control, and that control is contraction. That control limits us because we are trying to do it all. And I realise I just talked for 22 minutes straight without taking a breath, but I am passionate about this. If you're watching me live and you have any comments or anything you want to share, please do add them. It'll take a couple of seconds potentially for it to come through, and I'm really happy to answer them. But this stuff is important. You know, it's no longer okay to leave it to somebody else. It's no longer okay to be afraid. It's no longer okay to use that as an excuse. It's like we all feel fear, and that tells us that something is about to change, that there's another way, that there's something new that we haven't done before. But we can shift that fear into excitement. All that takes is an orientation shift, because everything that is scary, unless it's dangerous, is actually exciting with a different orientation, with a different viewpoint. And one of the reasons why I'm such a fan of community over competition and participation over perfection is that when you bring them together, then you're surrounded by people who make you feel like you belong, because you know that you are a part of something. And when you feel like you belong and you don't expect to be abandoned, or you're not in fear of being alone and dying alone, when you know that people have got you and they support you, then it is easier to be courageous. It's easier to step into action and to try new things and to move out of your comfort zone. And that is why at Misfit for Life, we host group and community offerings, so that you have that space where you can belong, where you're free of judgment, where you're free to be yourself, where you get to experiment with these new identity versions of yourself and these upgrades into full expression, and be supported in that, celebrated in that even. And imagine then if we took that out into the whole world. Imagine if these people who have a life where they are in fear all of the time, imagine if they really knew that they belonged. Imagine if they had people advocating and celebrating them every day. I want to take this feeling of freedom and belonging out into the whole world. And we get to do that one person at a time. And so if you are interested in getting out of your own way, of waking up fully, of understanding what it means to feel and embrace your feelings and to move through that in a healthy and safe way, if you're interested in really learning how to articulate and communicate what's really going on for you, which is true for you, in an ownership way, so you're not preaching, you're not saying, like, nothing I say is gospel or the truth, it's my truth. And I really invite you to take nobody's word for anything. You know, go and explore, go and ask questions, use Google, get an old encyclopedia out, try things, experiment, be ready to get a little bit messy, because that is what being awake means. It means trying stuff, it means bumping yourself, it means bashing into things, having a go, seeing what happens, and doing it again and again and again and again. And it gets to be fun, and it gets to be in flow and in a place of true authenticity, from this place of soul connection. But you can only really be proud of yourself and feel satisfied and happy and content if you are showing up. And I know that you know what it feels like to show up. I know that you know what it feels like to truly engage and be present, and to disengage and to kind of numb out and to not really be involved and to look the other way or to turn the other cheek and to not be fully responsible. And if you're listening to this, if you're part of the Adulting with Ebony community, then you know that you have the opportunity, the right and responsibility to advocate for everybody and to be awake and to step into that self-responsibility. So Janet, what has Janet said? Janet said, I can really go with what you're saying about how freeing it is to be yourself in all areas of your life. Yes, Janet, and Janet's got real experience of that. It is really freeing. And what if that was available for everybody? What if it was really available for everybody to be themselves? And what I want to share with you is the tools of how you get to do that. And I didn't want today to be a salesy episode, because I'm really not interested in that. I really want to talk about what waking up actually means. And if you are interested in finding out how you can tangibly stay awake and be awake to your own potential, to your own possibility, to your own creativity, to your own courage, to your own compassion, then come to misfitforlife.com. And there's a bar that will tell you much more about Wake Up, or reach out to me personally on Instagram, because I would love to chat with you about it. So on Instagram, I'm at Ebony Allard, and you'll get into my inbox, and I'd love to have those conversations with you. But this is really important, and it's not okay for us to go back to sleep. You know, whatever we have the ability or the capacity for right now. You know, so many people say to me, you know, I'm barely surviving, or I don't have time, or I don't have this. And often it's just not true. You're not prioritizing things in a way that actually matter to you. So let us give you a value filter so that you can do that. There are so many things, like I said, so many people doing things that bore them with people they dislike. And we can shift that. We can help you find more time, more capacity, more energy in your world by doing more of the things that you actually care about and that you want to be doing, and less of the things that you don't. So that is everything. Unless anyone has any questions for me, that is everything that I wanted to share with you today. And I really, really appreciate those of you that have shown up live today and every week. So every single Tuesday at 5 p.m. UK time, we will, one of us or both of us will be live on the YouTube channel over at Misfit for Life TV. And you can subscribe there so that you don't miss anything. And if you go over to misfitforlife.com and find the opt-in box, you can get emails from us and we'll send out a Monday pep talk and also a Thursday roundup where you'll get the content of the week and what we've been talking about. It is about community. It is about participation. We do want to hear from you and we want you to get involved. It's really important to us. We love you very, very much. I'm a huge fan of humanity, of the world, of this planet, and I really do want more for all and less for none. And that means being courageous. And waking up. So thank you for listening to me. It means a lot. And have a lovely week. This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing, for rating and reviewing. If you have enjoyed this free content, please take a moment to rate us, to share an episode, to spread the word on social media, or to come find me on Instagram and tell me what you thought. On Instagram, I am @EbonyAllard, and I will see you in the DMs. Bye.